USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are offering their closing messages to voters who may still be on the fence in the final day before the 2020 election. Biden in Cleveland saying,
Tomorrow we have an opportunity to put an end to a presidency that's divided this nation. Tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has failed to protect this nation. And tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has fanned the flames of hate all across this country.
President Trump, meanwhile, in North Carolina, touting his economic policies.
We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months. It's a number that we never even thought possible. Nobody did.
President Trump with two stops in Michigan and one in Wisconsin on Monday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas is shattering early voting records. More voted early than the total back in 2016. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, here's Val Dior.
More Texans have voted in the 18-day early voting period than in the entire 2016 presidential election. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, reports that around 803,000 voted early there. Tarrant County, home to Fort Worth, around 674,000. In Houston or Harris County, it shattered its 2016 totals as well with the help of 8 24-hour polling locations. As far as which way those votes will sway is yet to be seen. At the White House on Friday, President Trump was asked specifically about Texas, and he said he wasn't concerned.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is participating in her first oral arguments on the nation's high court since being confirmed and sworn in 1 week ago. The newly seated justice hearing two cases on Monday. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A member of the British royal family was reportedly hit hard by the coronavirus. Dan Naraki has the story from the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau.
According to media reports out of Britain, Prince William contracted COVID-19 back in April, about the same time as his father, Prince Charles. William was treated by palace doctors and quarantined from the rest of his family for 2 weeks while experiencing serious symptoms. The Sun reports he was having trouble breathing at one point during his sickness. William, who was second in line to the British throne behind his father, wanted to keep his illness quiet as to not alarm the country.
Insurers are bracing for a hit of about $4.3 billion from Hurricane Zeta in the United States. At least 6 people were killed from the storm, and more than 2 million were without power on Thursday after the storm slammed into the Gulf Coast and moved northeast. Over 9 states were hit by the hurricane, with the highest losses in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia. This has been a record year for named storms that made landfall. The International Space Station turns 20 today.
When NASA astronauts and Russian cosmonauts entered the International Space Station for the first time on November 2, 2000, they became the first of many to shack up in the orbiting laboratory 227 miles above Earth. Scientific research and a proving ground for future space exploration for 20 years now. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.